It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Serious and fatal child abuse cases rose 33% last year in Colorado. A new state report counts 84 serious incidents and 28 deaths. Jonathan Singer, a former state representative and caseworker, says COVID made it harder to get to families.
Not even just removing kids from households, but helping make households a less stressful environment in the first place.
Two-thirds of cases reviewed by the state included a parent with a history of substance abuse. A Garfield County judge has rejected a lawsuit filed by a mining company that wants to expand its operations outside of Glenwood Springs. CPR's Dina Sieg has the story.
The Glenwood Springs Post-Independent reports a district court judge rejected the lawsuit by Denver-based Rocky Mountain Minerals. The suit argued the county could not regulate the land the company was mining because it's federal. That lawsuit was in response to the county finding Rocky Mountain Minerals was violating its permit. The company is still seeking federal approval to expand its operations. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Two paragliders crashed in Lake Pueblo Saturday morning. One of them was able to escape the crash, but the other appears to have drowned. Colorado Parks and Wildlife Rangers recovered the body. The Pueblo County Coroner's Office is investigating. A coroner has identified remains found in the mountains west of Boulder as a hiker who went missing in February. 27-year-old Josh Hall set out on a winter hike with his dog, Happy. His family reported the pair missing later that day. The Boulder Daily Camera reports that the dog was found wandering along a road more than a week after their disappearance. Hall's remains were later discovered along a stream. The Colorado Rockies will have one player representing the hometown team when Denver hosts Major League Baseball's All-Star Game next week. Rockies pitcher Armand Marquez will play in his first All-Star Game. The game is next Tuesday, July 13th. All-Star happenings begin this coming Friday with events at the Colorado Convention Center. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.